Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
What is on your mind? Hello, everybody, and welcome to this second day of 2023. Glad to have you aboard on the program we call What's on Your Mind Today. Call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. I'm back from the sunny, warm shores of beautiful Marco Island, Florida. Glad to be back on the job for 2023 after a little R&R, a little respite, relaxed and reloaded, ready to go for the new year of 2023. One of the questions I always ask, trying to think now how long that I've done talk radio in North Dakota. Mr. Super Producer, you'll have to do a little bit of research on that. Come up with the exact time, but I believe it was 1986, so you can do the math. 2023 to 1986. And I don't remember many New Year programs, the first of the New Year of 2023, in which I haven't asked our audience, come up with a New Year's resolution for us. If you had to say, this is what I would like more of, or less of, or whatever. Right? Some people lose weight, and they have less of themselves. Some people want to be more healthy. Whatever it is, it's kind of nice to assign a resolution to somebody else, and you can assign one to us. So let us know. Chris has done the math. I'm scared to hear this. What is it?
37 years.
37 years I've been doing talk radio in the Red River Valley. Started on KCNN in Grand Forks. How I remember it was 86 is it was the Mark Andrews race. It was Mark Andrews, the incumbent, running against Kent Conrad. And that was the first political race that I covered in 1986. And by the way, you know who won that race? Kent Conrad. Beat the iconic Mark Andrews, rest his soul.
Ask me where I was, and you'll remember this.
1986?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Doing mornings at Cool FM down there, the oldies station.
Yeah.
It was right about the time the Cardinals were coming to Phoenix, and about the time Evan Meekum, remember that name? The disgraced governor of the state of Phoenix.
Yeah, who got into some trouble.
Recalled.
Meacham, wasn't it?
Evan Meacham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meekum. I think it was Meekum. But, yeah, and even Hunter Thompson was down there covering the deal. Got to meet him when that was pretty cool.
Arizona politics.
Yeah, and then U2 did a big concert there, a two-night show at Sun Devil Stadium, which is where your lovely Haley's going to school.
Yeah.
They came on and announced they were going to do two nights, $5 a ticket.
Oh, my gosh.
General admission, swear, and they filmed them for the movie Rattle and Hum during that show. And it was all, and then when you hear, and the reason they wanted to recall Meacham, whatever, was because he didn't want to rescind the Martin Luther King, or he was going to rescind the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And when you hear U2 sing the song for the Reverend Martin Luther King sing on that Pride of the Name of Love, that was at Sun Devil Stadium, a little shot to Evan,
wow,
the outgoing governor in the day. Yeah, we covered that whole deal. It was crazy.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, to me, you can, you know, you can honor the life of Martin Luther King and still think we don't want another holiday.
It's right, just a, true
it's
that.
A way for,
yeah,
you know,
yep,
government staff to pay. Yeah, but it's a whole other show, as we say. So in these 37 years of talk radio, that's been my big question. So I ask you, what is your New Year's resolution for us on What's On Your Mind? How can we serve you better? What would you like more of? What would you like less of? 855-200-1776 or 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Texter says, what was the guest name and where did she immigrate from? Apologies to our KTGO listeners because you didn't hear this interview. But for those listening to the flag east, that was a conversation we had with Amal Day, a member of the Fargo School Board and a volunteer who helps students that need support. She was the Forbes 2022 Area Person of the Year.
Lovely lady.
Yeah, neat story.
Yep.
I thought for sure. Another listener says, thanks. From what I hear, she's a breath of fresh air. I had a contract with Fargo Schools and drove refugees from Somali to school. All right. Very nice. There's something to resolve in 2023 and say you want to be a part of. All right? You're going to resolve to, I think what she does is amazing. She's a school board member. She's in the classroom. Wow! Novel concept. Then she's also mentoring and tutoring students. So, I agree with the listener. Breath of fresh air. Fantastic. Texter says, hey Scott, Happy New Year. Does Congressman Armstrong support McCarthy for Speaker? He does. Sure miss you on K-Fire. Thank goodness for the flag app. Well, thank you. You don't have to miss me anywhere. Use that app. Our apps are great. So simple.
Yeah.
You load them.
They work.
Boom.
Yep.
Yeah. Quality's fantastic. Bluetooth in your car. If you don't have the app, load up that app. Super producer, if you could, well, I can do this myself. I don't have to delegate this to you because this is so dang easy. But if you have your phone on you, you find the App Store, which I have so many apps, it's crazy. So I go to the search bar and just type app, okay? And then I get the App Store right there. I press that, then I find the other search button. Okay, this is so dang easy. And I type in AM 1100. It's the second one on the list, so it's very easy to find, AM 1100 the flag. And mine says open because I have it. Yours will say get. You press that, it downloads. So simple.
Easy peasy.
So
like any other app.
What's that?
Like any app, just get and boom, downloads, and there you go.
Yeah, so you just go to the App Store. This is very easy. This is not complicated. Just go to the App Store. Search AM 1100. Has the FM 92.3 on there as well, WZFG, the flag. But AM 1100, it comes up right away. Get, and you've got it. That's there you go. Let's see, another texter with a comment. Can we explore options other than Jimmy Failla? It's the same tired jokes and sound bites every day. Maybe we have more podcasts broadcast. I don't know what that means. But I think Jimmy Failla is one of the most talented people on the radio right now.
He's, by the way, he's refreshing all of the audio clips and the drops, the audio drops he uses.
That is necessary in
they,
my mind.
Yeah, they do get a little burned.
Yeah, yeah.
The Pee Wee Herman laugh still makes me laugh out loud, though, when he plays it.
Either use them less or,
yeah.
or come up with some new ones.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. But I'll pass that on to him.
Yeah, but if you set that aside, just when you consider the guests that he has, his take on a particular issue, things pretty solid. Really solid.
Yep.
Up and comer. But appreciate the input. Welcome others as well. 701-237-1590. Your New Year's resolutions for us here today on AM 1100 The Flag, okay? Text them, 237-1590. Call us, 855-200-1776. Busy show today. We're going to talk to big game James McCarty. Counting down to Bison football in the FCS National Championship on Sunday. And also a recap of the Vikes-Packers game yesterday. If you can take that pain. Senator Jim Roars will join us as well. And we're going to break down what it will take for Speaker McCarthy to get that gig.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement. Each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Can't decide if I want to go with ribs today in Yulin at Vectraserve USA or some meatloaf in Valley City. I also have scalloped potatoes and ham as well in Valley City. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience also in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Glendon, and 45th and 9th Street Southwest. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. 20 past the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, where you get to assign New Year's resolutions to us today. Wouldn't it be fun, rather than getting up thinking, okay, it's day after New Year's Day, holidays here, time to set my goals and resolutions for 2023. I'll do it for What's on Your Mind instead. I'll do it for the flag instead. Much easier. Text 237-1590. Call 271-1100. I'll say it slow. Text 237-1590. Call 271-1100 or 855-200-1776. Maybe you two can explain this to me. Kevin Flannan, super producer, Chris Larson.
What do you got? I'll do my best. We'll do our best.
The amount of hubbub, and that's probably the wrong word, hubbub, but the amount of mourners, the sheer number of mourners, plus the overall attention directed at Pele, seems to be greater than that of Pope Benedict. Is soccer a bigger deal than religion? Is that a duh?
Well, that's a good question. Depends on which religion.
Seems to,
you know, I mean,
well, forget how many billion Catholics there are. It's,
yeah. 4 billion soccer fans, they say.
Is that right?
Yeah, worldwide.
Does soccer get you to heaven?
Good question. That'd be no.
That'd be no?
That'd be no. But being a good teammate and honest and hard work, that helps. Living a hard, you know, that lifestyle.
You got anything on this?
Oh, you're right.
Chris?
Well, I'll definitely tell you that playing soccer does not get you to heaven. And it absolutely floors me that they're, you know, like you said, there's more people mourning Pele than Pope Benedict. It just kind of blows my mind.
Well, there's 1.3 billion Catholics. Now, I would understand that someone that is Protestant or of a different religion, you know, Pope Benedict's, they're going to say, hey, great religious leader, you know, did great things, but I'm not of the Catholic faith, so it's just not my, it's not my thing. Right? It's not like you're anti-Pope Benedict, but Pope Benedict was a revolutionary pope. I mean, he was, and even before he was pope, under Pope John Paul, who was doing incredible things. His writings, great writer, theologian, which you'd call it in religious world. But I get that doesn't sell as much as soccer. 1.3 billion Catholics. How many soccer fans?
About 4 billion.
About 4 billion.
Yeah. And you look at the, I mean, like Ronaldo, the guy, he's the highest paid soccer player, highest paid athlete in the world, makes $62 million a year. So, base that on NFL, 100 million fans. You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much does Tom Brady make?
Oh, what's he make? 15 a year?
Oh, is that right? Huh?
Yeah.
So that not,
15, 18 on his new deal. I'm not sure exactly, but.
Well, count,
yeah, Ronaldo by far is the highest paid athlete in the world.
Count me in the camp of a tad concerned for our world when soccer is a bigger deal than religion.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow.
Brady, by the way, 1.2 million, but his signing bonus was 28 million.
Not bad.
Not bad.
But he's still not close to the soccer guy.
No, he's paying rent, though.
Yeah. All right. Texter says, Scott, I feel bad ditching K-Fire in the morning, but their show can't hold a candle to yours. So thankful for the app. Cha-ching. We should have some kind of noise when somebody tells us they're listening on the app. I don't know what that would be, but some form of
Well, you just throw a thank you from Joe in
there. All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you for downloading the app.
Yeah, everybody's named Chuck.
We love you. Yeah, they're all Chuck.
They're all Chuck.
Yep. We don't know their name, but as far as
thanks, Chuck.
They're Chuck. Yeah, exactly right. Lister says, can you tell me how I can get a podcast of the Charlie Kirk Show that was on AM 1100 The Flag? 12/27/22.
AM1100theflag.com and click on Show Archives.
Do we archive Charlie Kirk? I don't know that we
well,
do.
We have our...
I think we have our local shows, but I don't think we have the national syndicated shows.
Check.
Since I tried their app, no luck. I know Rumble is a place that the show is archived.
Yeah, CharlieKirk.com, I'm sure, has every thing he's ever uttered.
We'll get back in this. We got super producer Chris double checking this.
Yeah, he lives for that.
We'll find out where you can find that. So stay tuned. Coming back to you. Listener said, I just downloaded the app. I'm still listening on the radio in my car right now, but look forward to the app at work, says Ross.
Thanks.
How about that?
Much love, brother.
Boom! We better have a little thank you from Joe.
Oh, Jesus.
For Chuck here.
Come on, Joe.
Right,
get
Chuck,
up. Wake
thank
up.
You very much.
Yeah,
right
thank you.
Loud. Wake up.
Joe is sleepy there. The reason they call him Sleepy Joe. I'm just telling you.
He's doing the hard work, though.
You know he is. Still to come on the program today, big game James McCarty is going to be here. A little preview of the Bison game Sunday, the FCS National Championship. And also the Vikes and the Packers didn't go so well for the purple and gold fans last night. Tell you a little bit about that. We are going to break down the roadblocks that stand in the way of Kevin McCarthy becoming speaker. He has made a major concession, so that's a good thing. So we're going to fit that in here today. And we have Senator Jim Rohrs previewing the legislative session as well, which is just getting underway. So a lot to do yet on the program. One other thing I forgot. Oh, Tucker Carlson on JFK, breaking down the new information unearthed from the CIA about their role in the assassination of JFK, which is, in my mind, a huge story that I don't know, passage of time or what, has caused us to not receive the attention it has. Thankfully, the number one most watched show on television, Tucker Carlson, has done something on this, and if you missed it, we have it, and if you saw it, you get to hear it again. So stay tuned for that coming up. One other thing we should mention a little bit more about is the prison break near the U.S.-Mexico border. Stay tuned for all that and more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game together in Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. As China is blowing up with record number COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Robert Charles, former naval intel officer on Fox, agrees.
It's not practical to simply say, look, show us a test, because even if the test shows negative, we know that maybe a quarter of the tests that show up negative are actually positive.
Luis Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Freedom Matters USA Studios on What's On Your Mind. A couple more texts I'll get in before we get Big Game James in here. Remember when Mother Teresa died? Princess Di was killed within a day or two, and all the news cycle cared about was the royal soap opera. Yeah, it's not the first time. But I think it's a good tap on the shoulder. Or what's really important. Back to the person that wanted the Charlie Kirk archives from 12/27/22. According to our super producer, Chris Larson, the best place to find it is on his Facebook page. Go there and find the 27th of December, and there you go. Texter says the Catholic Church is just as much a business is sports. I don't need some business guy in a white robe telling me how to live and then begs for money to keep the business afloat. The Vatican created the rat line for the high-ranking Nazis to escape to South America, including Hitler himself. The Pope is just a pimp, nothing more, nothing less. Well, there's some opinions suggesting you're not a fan. How are you? I'd keep them to myself while a pope is laying in state. Just me. And some flawed opinions, nonetheless. Texter says, I put this border crisis on Mexico's shoulders for allowing 4 million people to come across their country. Can you imagine 4 million people? What they've done? The garbage they've dropped? Defecating everywhere? I believe that the border governors rejected every truck coming through that border. State DOT rejects every truck for unsafe conditions. We could stop this in a heck of a hurry. Well, Trump did that, remember? You guys remember that? Trump did that. He stopped the truck traffic, and guess what Mexico did?
Oh, yeah.
Got their act together with the Remain in Mexico policy. But again, Joe Biden doesn't want this to happen. So he wouldn't let the governors do that because it's an international border. And international commerce. Look, Biden wants this to happen. I think he put Kamala Harris in charge of this whole thing for one very simple reason. He knew she was incompetent. You know, hey, I'm going to make you the border czar, but don't pay it any attention. Don't pay it any attention. Yikes. It is tough to watch. And when we have a moment before we're done today, we're going to talk a little bit about this prison. I have some theories on that prison outbreak and where it's happened. So, not pretty. Not pretty at all. Big Game James is here to talk about something more pleasant. Bison football against the SDSU Jackrabbits on Sunday. He's got his wings on right now. I can see him. His Frisco wings are on. He's getting ready to head south and cover all the action. And I dare say nobody, and I mean nobody, all the reporting that will go on down there will do it like we're going to do it. Because we don't just focus on the game. We focus on the fans and the fun and the things that are happening down there with the Frisco Fan Cam brought to you by Gate City Bank. Dang fun. Big Game James, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you gentlemen, and hopefully your Monday is going pretty dang well so far.
So let's start with the pleasant.
There we go.
Topic.
I like that.
Let's
start 2023 on a happy note.
Exactly right. We'll get to the Vikings debacle in a moment here, but how's it feeling? How's this countdown on?
Well, you know what? We're 4 days away from going down to Frisco on Thursday. And that's about all I can think about right now. I know that you and Steve would like me to work a little bit more, but all I can think about is the plane ride down to Texas. That's all I have on my mind.
And you're there.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to being able to get an update later on this week for what injuries, what players will and won't actually be able to play that have been on the injury report the last month or so. That's the biggest thing right now with what's going to transpire in this national championship game is who actually is healthy, who is not, and I said it last week. At this point, even though there's a three-week lull, nobody is 100%. Just nobody. That's just not how the sport of football works. When you're playing 14, 15, 16 games in the matter of about 4 months, you're going to have some bumps and bruises. And even
how are we compared to SDSU?
Not as healthy at the moment.
Okay.
So South Dakota State's a little bit healthier.
They are.
So, yeah, and from what Matt Entz was saying last week, he said he it sounded as though he would have liked a handful of the guys to have been a little bit further along in the recovery process or the rehab process with some injuries coming off of Christmas. But, you know, keeping in mind that a lot of guys were traveling, a lot of guys were visiting family, so maybe they didn't have access to whether it was the ice baths for a couple days, or maybe it was working with Jim and being able to do some of the different rehab processes, things of that sort. So we'll get more of an update throughout this week on that, but the Bison are going to look closer to 100% or as close to it as they can compared to if this game were to have been played in the last 2 weeks. So that's the big thing.
That's what you're watching close. Heal them up.
100%. 100%. You have to look at it that way. Otherwise, you're going to just kind of lather in a lot of, why is this guy not practicing? Why is this guy not non-contact? And, you know, why is this guy maybe not getting 60 snaps in this game? Where, just remember, they're going to do everything that they can. They're going to play their hearts out. And you're going to see more guys out there than maybe you did a couple of weeks ago, which is really good.
When did the Bison leave?
They should be traveling down Thursday morning.
Okay.
So it should be throughout the day Thursday. And
get some reps.
They'll get settled in. Yep, there's two practices on Friday that are closed to media and to fans and all that. But and then they have Saturday, kind of the shebang, and then Sunday, it's all about football for them.
What percentage of the, just rough numbers here, of the Bison have been on that field before versus South Dakota State?
Well, you're looking at it in all but, what, a half a dozen redshirt freshmen that are playing and maybe two or three transfers were in that game. And of course, a couple of guys were hurt, like a Spencer Ouija last year that'll have a chance to play. I mean, you're looking at probably a dozen guys, probably pushing even. A dozen guys for North Dakota State that weren't on the field. And probably a little bit more for South Dakota State just because it was that spring 2021 season. So a couple of guys were able to come back for an additional year. But more than half of both of these teams, and it's not even a higher number than that even, played in the national championship game in Frisco at this point.
But so, advantage NDSU there.
Just the fact that they've made Frisco a second home is why they would have an advantage is what I would say on that. Because South Dakota State, if you watch them play football this year, they're a dang good football team. There's a reason they're number one in the country. There's a reason they haven't lost to an FCS opponent. And there's a reason that when they got criticized early on in the year for not putting up a lot of points offensively when their starting quarterback, Mark Gronkowski, was coming off that torn ACL. Now look at what they've done for the past month. I mean, they're putting up 40, 45 points a game on everybody right now. So they're playing their best football when they need to, and that's what's going to make this so much fun. And I've already seen the T-shirts out there with the helmet of North Dakota State and South Dakota State, and it says, "More than a marker, Frisco 2023.
I love it.
It's a great shirt. They're everywhere. It's Shields in Fargo, Shields in downtown Dallas, Texas, and I'm sure a lot of other places have them as well.
Speaking of the marker, what can we glean, if anything, from the times these two teams have met this year? Should we pay any attention to that at all?
Yeah, you need to pay attention to it a little bit, just because South Dakota State seems to be about the only program at the championship subdivision level that's been able to beat the Bison over the past handful of years, and they've been able to do it at the Fargo Dome, most importantly. But Frisco's a whole new animal. It's a place where the Bison are currently 9-0. It's a place where the Jackrabbits are currently 0-1. But, yeah, South Dakota State, they're talented. They know that they are. They've ran into NDSU four times in the last, 7 years in the playoffs, and they haven't won yet. This is their fifth meeting since, I don't remember if it's 2015 or 2014. It's in the last 7, 8 years. This will be their fifth meeting in the playoffs. First time for a national championship. It's a neutral site after 23 days off. The biggest thing is a couple of guys that are going to play for, that won't play for NDSU because of season-ending injuries, and the same thing with South Dakota State. The biggest thing you're going to look at, though, is Tucker Kraft, the number 2-ranked tight end in the 2023 April draft here for the NFL draft for South Dakota State. He didn't play last time when they were up in the Fargo Dome. And South Dakota State was still able to come back from down 2 scores in the second half, which great performance by their defense that final 30 minutes. The offense still had to put up some points, though, to make that happen. And now he's in there to add an additional wrinkle to that. So the fact that North Dakota State's had 3 redshirt freshman defensive linemen and a redshirt freshman linebacker get substantial snaps this season, and they're starting to look like they're third and fourth year guys, not first and second year guys, that's going to go a long ways in helping the Bison be able to create rotations, get guys in on certain snap counts, and hopefully be able to, I'm not going to say neutralize, that would be the wrong word, but minimize some things that South Dakota State's going to have an advantage of with having such a talented tight end along with an awesome, and I mean awesome, running back core as well, just like the Bison have.
Texter says the Bunnies are going to put some heavy thumping on the Bison and kick some booty.
Hey, there's always a chance of it. With how South Dakota State's played this year, this is going to be a real interesting game. I really do believe that. It's just, you could look at it and say, due to health and due to performance this year, South Dakota State, top to bottom, might be a little bit more talented than North Dakota State. It's just the whole having the experience there, having been there, done that, having won national championships, and having that experience, that championship culture.
To that person, I would say, you want to beat a man? You got to beat the man. So yeah, there you go.
They've beat him in the regular season. We've seen it.
Yeah, let's go.
In the playoff rematches, the Bison have won those matchups. So that's part of it. When you give a coaching staff of North Dakota State and what Matt Entz has done his 4 years now at the helm, when he's lost in the regular season, it's only happened a couple times. When he's met them in the playoffs, he's found a way to get the victory, be able to coach up these guys enough to scheme it up and ride off into the sunset.
I like that point.
So
very much.
It'll be very interesting.
Hang tight, if you will. We'll talk a little bit about the Vikings.
We can do that.
Painful as it will be.
It is. Yeah. And as well, if you go to the website, am1100theflag.com, sports or podcast tab, the Frisco Frenzy podcast with Jason, myself, Tyler Merriam, who is play-by-play for South Dakota State football radio-wise. He was our last podcast. It's absolutely a blast. Go check it out.
Where do we find that?
Right on am1100theflag.com, sports tab or podcast tab or your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those great places.
It's a great podcast. You got to check it out, folks. All right. So Super Producer Chris has a question for James, and we'll talk a little bit about Vikings football and what's on your mind. Questions welcome. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklich Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So wrong enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, more of Big Game James in just a moment here, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the other major carriers. Somebody came up to me recently at church and said, you know what? I love Patriot Mobile. It's so great knowing I'm sending that payment every month to a company that shares my values, and the service is fantastic. I said, I agree. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, as I mentioned, they share your values and support organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Still to come, Tucker Carlson, the CIA, and JFK. You're not going to want to miss this. And we're going to talk a little, we're going to break down the whole situation with Kevin McCarthy and Speaker, which will be tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. Tomorrow, the day after, they'll be dealing with that. And still to come, Senator Jim Rohrs is going to preview the legislative session as well, which is underway in North Dakota. All right. So, question from Super Producer Chris Larson for Big Game James, and then we'll wrap up the Bison Jackrabbits talk here.
Yeah, James, it's a real easy question. I mean, is the championship game going to come down to the play of the quarterbacks, or is it going to be more of who's playing, who's not playing due to injuries? What's it going to come down to?
I really believe it's going to come down to a combination of quarterback play, like you said, and then the front seven defensively for both teams. As you know, South Dakota State, nobody's better in the country against the run. And North Dakota State's right there as one of the top teams, as they are perennially every single year from the run defense perspective. As for when it comes to the quarterbacks, we know both quarterbacks are able to run the football a bit. The biggest thing is over the past, you know, let's say 5-6 weeks when it's come down to crunch time and you've needed to throw the ball, Mark Gronowski for the Jackrabbits has been a little bit more accurate. Maybe he's had a more opportunity, maybe his receiving core is a little bit healthier than, say, North Dakota State's is, with having lost the likes of Rajah Nelson, DJ Hart, different guys of that sort, having lost a couple of tight ends this year as well with Noah Gindorf and company. So it's going to come down a little bit to just making sure that you need to get in a rhythm at some point. And I'm not saying that throw the ball 25 times this time around, but maybe try and get some of those quicker hitting passes, maybe those bubble screens, maybe a swing pack to the running back or a swing pass to the running backs, whether it's Tamarick Williams, who hopefully will be in the game and healthy, whether it's different guys like TK Marshall, whether it's Kobe Johnson or even Cole Payton, who hopefully will be back in that game, who had sprained up his ankle pretty bad a couple weeks ago in the quarterfinals matchup against Samford. For the Bison, I do know that North Dakota State's going to need to complete more than one pass to get this victory.
You think so?
They do. Yeah, it's they were gouging Incarnate Word for 6, 7, 8 yards of carry in that second half, and especially when it came to Cam Miller, he figured things out with his legs when they were trying to go on that man-to-man defense, and essentially the receivers were just running 30-yard flies down the field or verticals, whatever route you'd like to call them, and Cam had the middle of the field to work with to pick up some first downs, to flip the football to Kobe Johnson and make some things happen. So it'll be interesting.
Another question from Glenn in Grand Forks. Could be a closet Sioux fan.
Ooh.
Right there. Glenn, what's on your mind?
Right, you got that wrong. I went to school at NDSU, but Stiglmeyer calls me. I'm going to tell him to play a single high safety, man up in the corner.
Hey, at this point, exactly what you're saying, that's if North Dakota State has to do that, you put it in Cam Miller's hands. I've been a big supporter of Cam Miller over the past couple of years. He's been able to beat out those transfer Power 5 quarterbacks. But as we've seen, it's been tough throwing the football around as of late. Whether you could put your blame wherever you want, whether receivers not catching the ball, Cam not throwing accurate passes, maybe it's just a little bit too long of developing routes from time to time. And regardless, yeah, until Cam can prove that he can beat you over the top this season specifically and this playoff run specifically, it's not a bad idea to try and go that route, because you know the front seven for South Dakota State, they're ferocious. Adam Bach, that middle linebacker, if he didn't miss a month of the season, he would have been a unanimous All-American for the Jacks.
Thank you for the call, Glenn. Appreciate it. Less than a minute left, but we should talk about the Vikings a little bit. Now, just was a debacle, wasn't it?
It was. Well, I mean, you went down. You had your third-string center after, the second drive of the game, who had to play for the Vikings. Kirk Cousins didn't look very comfortable throwing the ball. He was able to make some things happen with his legs, which is something we don't say very often. A couple of drop passes from guys like T.J. Hockenson, and this whole Jair Alexander cornerback thing with the Packers and locking down Justin Jefferson. I want you to go back and look at the film if you have time. And he wasn't on Jefferson for a lot of them. There was a time where Kirk missed him one-on-one with a linebacker. There were times when he was doubled by a different cornerback and safety. There's a lot of weird things happened that game. And then defensively, even when something would go their way, they would give up a big play. I mean, Rodgers, it took till the tail end of the third quarter to have 100 yards passing. Special teams, defense, the Packers just outperformed the Vikings for 60 minutes.
Boy, did they
that's
ever.
All you can say.
Oh, did they ever. To be continued. We'll see how they do against the Bears.
Definitely. This a 3-win team. Hopefully we can beat them.
That'll be the real test. Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, big game. James, AM1100theflag.com for more. Polls keep showing a very tight race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. This could be the biggest political battle ever. Now Newsmax wants to know what you think. They're conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should continue his run for president again. Or is DeSantis better? Vote in the Newsmax poll on Donald Trump. All you need to do is text the word zone to 39747. Again, that's the word zone to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I watch Newsmax for the news I can trust. Newsmax is carried on every major cable system. If your cable system doesn't carry them, call them and demand it. Be sure to vote in Newsmax poll on whether Trump should run again. Text zone to 39747. That's zone to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.